AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Ukraine, evacuation out of Mariupol. Natalia Potocka says constant shelling during the day. At night, the houses were damaged. We hid in the basement. It's a difficult situation with the food, and there is no humanitarian aid. There is no money. It's very scary there. It's very scary to be there, so we had to leave the place. If successful, the evacuation would represent rare progress in easing the human cost of the almost 10-week Ukraine war. Ukrainian officials claim 500,000 Ukrainians have been taken to Russia against their will. Here's the AP's Karen Shamas.
Speaking to Greek state TV, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the remaining civilians in the Azovstal factory in the city of Mariupol are afraid to board buses because they believe they'll be taken to Russia. Ukrainian Defense Ministry spokesman Colonel Oleksandr Motuzyanik reiterated the suspicions. We have information that the people of Mariupol are forcibly deported to the territory of the Russian Federation. The United Nations has begun evacuating civilians from the factory. Zelensky said UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres assured him that those evacuated would end up in an area controlled by the government of Ukraine. We want to believe this, the Ukrainian leader said. I'm Karen Chamas.
In Alabama, a jail official is wanted along with a prisoner.
Everybody thought she was going to retire. You know, nobody saw this coming.
Sheriff Rick Singleton says Vicky White disappeared while escorting a prisoner last week. Casey White, no relation, was scheduled for a trial next month on a capital murder charge. The Congressional Committee investigating the Capitol riot has asked three more House Republicans to voluntarily testify about their involvement in the effort to overturn Donald Trump's election loss in 2020. A federal jury has convicted a New York Police Department veteran of assaulting an officer during the Capitol riot. Stocks are lower late in the trading day. This is AP News. In Atlanta, selection is underway to look into whether former President Donald Trump and others tried to influence the 2020 election in Georgia.
Fulton County's top prosecutor took the unusual step of asking for a special grand jury to help an existing investigation, saying it would be able to subpoena people who otherwise refused to cooperate. Among other things, she's looking into Trump's call in early 2021 with Georgia's Secretary of State.
I just want to find 11,780 votes.
As Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney started the selection process.
It's important that the grand jury be comprised of individuals who bring an open mind.
He said the 26 people picked for the grand jury would investigate and make recommendations on whether to seek a regular grand jury indictment. Sagar Magani, Washington.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.